The World Health Organization rejects claims made in a British medical journal that it is undermining its own campaign against malaria by promoting the wrong drugs. A spokesman for WHO says that accusations made in a recent issue of The Lancet are false. The scientists writing in The Lancet medical journal accuse the WHO of promoting the wrong malaria drugs in Africa. They say this has resulted in tens of thousands of children dying unnecessarily every year. The spokesman for the World Health Organization, Ian Simpson, says he finds these charges offensive.
We're slightly perplexed by some of these allegations because since the beginning of 2001, we have been strongly recommending the use of artemisinin-based combination therapies. We agree with the authors of this article that the use of artemisinin-based combination therapies is absolutely the best way to treat malaria. And we've been saying that to countries which have asked for advice. We've been giving that advice to all of the countries in sub-Saharan Africa where malaria is endemic.
WHO estimates more than 1 million people die from malaria every year. Most are children in sub-Saharan Africa. WHO's Roll Back Malaria campaign aims to cut these deaths by half by the year 2010. But the authors of the Lancet article say WHO is undermining its own program by promoting less effective chloroquine in African countries. The authors say the use of another more powerful drug, artemisinin class combination therapy known as ACT, could save many lives. They accuse the World Health Organization of having given in to pressure by the United States and other countries to promote the use of chloroquine, which is 20 to 30 times cheaper than ACT. A dose of chloroquine costs about 10 cents as compared to $2 to $3 for a dose of ACT. Mr. Simpson denies these charges. He says WHO's role is to advise governments on the best possible drug policy, not to dictate their practices.
Since 2001, we've been recommending that governments that make that review, if they conclude that chloroquine is no longer effective or that another alternative treatment called SP is no longer effective, that they should switch to artemisinin-based therapies. Some countries have already done that. Some countries are in the process of reviewing their policy, and some countries have not yet done so. But we will continue working with all of the countries in the malaria endemic area until all countries are using a treatment which is most effective against malaria.
Mr. Simpson says with the establishment of the Global Fund for AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria, more money now is available for African governments to purchase the more expensive ACT anti-malarial drugs. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.